Final game of the two-game series to open up the season with the Blue Jays and Orioles. Bottom three, it's 1-0 Blue Jays until Adam Jones steps to the plate.
That one is drilled. Will it stay fair down the line in left field near the wall? And goodbye, home run!
Happ deals to Manny, swinging a high fly ball to center field. That chases Pilar. Back it goes near the wall. He reaches up and makes a catch. And he just took a home run away from Manny Machado.
Towering fly ball left center field. Chris Davis way back. And goodbye, home run! And Darren O'Day makes his first home run catch of the year. Davis gives the Orioles a 3-1 lead. Runner not going anywhere, and Bautista not going anywhere on that either. 3-2 delivery to him, and he struck him out.
Morales swings through at a 10-pitch at-bat, and Bundy wins the battle.
This will be the seventh pitch on this at-bat, and here it comes. Ground ball toward J.J. He's got it. Scope. Got one. Relay. Got two. Ball game is over on a double play ball.
In Baltimore's 3-1 win over the Blue Jays, Chris Davis hits his 200th home run in a Baltimore uniform. Here's his reaction.
It's more my preparation than it is, you know, once the game starts, I just try to go out there and get a good pitch and put a good swing on it. But Scopey and I were actually talking about it right after BP today, just not going out there and trying to do too much. You end up rolling over a pitch that you can drive the other way. And, you know, I think the byproduct of the home run was really the work that I put in for BP.
Baltimore manager Buck Showalter is thrilled about the 3-1 victory over the Blue Jays to move to 2-0 in the season, particularly with his closer, Zach Britton.
Love the fact that that he found a way to get it done. I mean, it's hard. You know, I just got a call from my wife after the game. She goes, whew. And I said, you know, that's hard. The ninth inning is hard. You're facing, you know, one of the best parts of a lineup anywhere in the American League. It's hard. You know, he gives up a sharp hit ball to left field, and ground ball found a hole, and walk, got a big strikeout on Tulowitzki, and he's always a pitch away from getting two outs. You know, having J.J. and John, that's not an easy ball to turn. John really sped it up. So, you know, a lot of good things happen tonight, but I'd rather see a way to get through that. But it's not always as easy as it may seem. It's a different inning. It's a different inning, and not just anybody can pitch it.
Dylan Bundy picks up the win, 8 strikeouts, 4 hits allowed in 7 innings of work.
This was Dylan for his first 7 or 8 starts for us. I mean, this guy, when we brought him in after the All-Star break, it wasn't a whole lot different what you saw tonight. He just, you know, he's featuring a little different look, a little different shape on some pitches that he didn't last year. Another example of being able to kind of take some of the governors off of him and letting, you know, and I thought Wellington's had a really good, showed a really good imagination the last 2 days. They haven't seen much of him. If you look through the matchups, there wasn't much there, so there was a little bit of, you know, potential for ambush factor early in the game, but, you know, he kept them as much as he could off balance, and they had to honor all his pitches. And we talk a lot about, you know, one command of one to compete, two to win, three to, I don't want to say dominate, but, you know, that's when you give them three different looks and they have to honor three pitches, really four tonight, that really, you like your chances. I considered taking him out after the sixth, but we wouldn't let him face a go-ahead run. Just see how he felt. You know, he had a pretty stressful last out. That was a pretty impressive battle with him and Morales, was it? And, you know, he won it. A lot of time guys finish their tank up there, but, you know, so we were going hitter to hitter with him next inning. You know, I watch his work days, why we stay back before we make trips. I watch his face, his body language. He's feeling good about himself. His arm, shoulder, his body felt good. And there's no reason to think anything else. If you're going to, you know, base everything on results down there and statistics, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. One thing you find in with pitching coaches, Roger's been real impressive with, you know, he's not afraid to make a visit in crunch time. And, you know, I've had some real good ones that were the same way. And, you know, it's another way you kind of put yourself on the line. And, you know, it's his pitching staff, and I'm just trying to take care of it. And, you know, if he feels something, just like we tell the players, you got to go for it. But, you know, it's like a double play ball after a visit, you know. everybody in the dugout, and there's nothing worse than going and make a visit before you sit back down, there's a ball leaving the park. We've been on both sides of that.